You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Revolver with Blood from the brand new EP Girls Gotta Eat, which is out this morning. And front person of the band is on the line. Kia ora, Phoebe, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Rachel. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You must be stoked to have this EP out in the world.
Yeah, so stoked. This has been like almost 2 years in the making, so it's good to have her out there.
You guys are such a fantastic band to catch live. I've seen you a few times when I've been down in Wellington, and the EP is a really great, I think, it's incredible. It sounds amazing. The recording is beautiful, but there is something so particular about seeing you guys live. Is that how you started as a live band? Was that sort of a jam situation? How did Revolver come to be?
We started for an iGum Wednesday. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those. They're a regular like student gig at San Fran and Wellington for like, got $100 per band. And I just had like 3 or 4 songs put together with just 4 friends. We started as like a 4-piece, and gradually I've just been adding more and more friends on different horn instruments and percussion to create a really intense to watch 8-piece band.
Intense in the best way, though, and it sounds.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think it fully does, and also it sounds on this recording. It's so well captured. Like, where did you go and create this album?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed job. Two of the tracks, the first two singles, we recorded in Zane Hawkins' bedroom, who is the guitarist in the band, which was real lovely of him to do that for us. And then the rest of it was recorded at Surgery, which was a beautiful experience. I'm not sure if you've ever been there, but it's just such an iconic spot.
I've never been, but I've only ever heard people rave about how fun they've like found the process of making music there. This, I mean, I presume you've been in many a band before, Phoebe, but is this your first time sort of, I guess, being in charge of a project?
Yeah. I'm not sure why I set it up to be with 8 people. I really made my job quite difficult for myself, but I don't think I'd have it any other way. I love everyone who I play with, and I love a huge sound.
Run us through who's in the band and what they do.
So we have Lily Rose Shaw on flute and BVs, and saxophone too. She does that amazing sax solo at the end of Blood. And we've got Toby LeMann, who you actually happen to be related to,
I believe. This is my cousin Toby, yes.
Yep. He plays sax and has written some words for some spoken word sections and parts of the EP in our live show. We have Hugo Olsen-Smith, who has actually just left us to live in Auckland, and he plays trombone and percussion.
We've nicked him.
You've nicked him! I know! I'm heartbroken. Zane Hawkins, who plays guitar, and goodness me, I've got a count on my fingers. I'm always worried I'm going to forget someone.
How many bandmates?
We've got Hayden Richardson on trumpet. We have Olivia Campion on drums, Hector McLaughlin on keys, and myself on bass and vocals.
So when did you start, I guess, playing live? Because I presume, when did you start playing the bass, Phoebe?
I've been playing maybe since I was like 12, yeah.
And always performing like live as well, or has that been a more recent experience for you? How, because I mean, when you guys play, you we're all such naturals on the stage. I kind of wondered, how deep do those roots go?
Well, we've all gone through Te Kuki jazz school at some point, at just different cohorts. So it's really lucky to have everyone with that same kind of language to speak. And I think we've all been playing music since we were kids. I've been gigging since I was like 15.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is it about writing for this EP that's felt good for you or felt cathartic? Because it does feel like a cathartic album. You use humour a lot, I think, to talk about, like, you know, your body, or to talk about sort of weirder experiences and, I guess, inhabiting the world as a woman. What is it about writing that you enjoy?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. I guess I started this as a way I wanted to talk about things that often aren't talked about in songs and make them super danceable, kind of almost as like incognito propaganda, getting people to dance to what I'm saying and like absorb it.
Yes.
And there was kind of catharsis in that way.
I feel that. It's a very cohesive collection of sounds. Girls Gotta Eat is a great title as well. Where did that one come from, Phoebe?
So that's a lyric in One Puff Wonder, which he's going to hate me for saying this, but it's actually a title that came from something about your brother.
Knocked himself out. Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear.
No, not even. He didn't even get that far, you know?
Letting the side down.
He's a good sort. And you've got a girl's got to do what she's got to do to get through the night. Girl's got to eat. She's got to do what she's got to do. And that's where the EP art came from as well.
Tell us a bit about who created this with you, because it's a very striking image, Phoebe.
Oh, thanks. That is with the help of friends Ben Stewart Photography and Lola Studley, who is also an artist who goes by the name Lola, all caps, I believe.
Nice.
And goodness me, it was a pretty last minute effort, to be honest. We all very tired, maybe a bit dusty, probably had half a brain cell between us. and I'd been looking at a lot of Bjork photo shoots.
There is, I can see the Bjork influence, totally.
Yeah.
A good botanical vibe going on.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of to link us to our previous singles, the yonic and vulva flowery imagery to kind of come together into a photo.
Totally. Well, we're currently listening to Tuning Out, which is a really great song, some smooth, smooth horns in it. What was the oldest track on this release and what's the newest song? And do you kind of feel like there's a through line between them?
Yeah, it was probably a bit of an accidental through line of it being a work in progress for a couple years, but Tuning Out actually may have been the first song I wrote, and that and Sniffly Lady were the initial singles. And the most recent tune must be Blood, which I wrote maybe early last year. And I guess it kind of shows the development of our sound and the way I've written and how I've been experiencing navigating this funny old industry for the last couple of years.
Well, this is a brilliant EP. Thank you, Phoebe, for talking to us about Girls Gotta Eat by Revolver this morning. Hopefully we'll see you up in Auckland sometime with the full
yes,
eight-piece band to play some shows.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can make it happen. Have a great celebration of this record today. We're going to listen to the rest of Tuning Out now.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
This is Revolver from Puneke with their track Tuning Out. This is from Girls Gotta Eat, brand new EP which is out today. Thank you so much to Phoebe Johnson from Person of That Band for speaking with us. They are a fantastic group to see live. I do hope they bring their full 8-piece up here to Tamaki sometime soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.